Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, June 25th, 2015. A Palestinian woman injured in a settler attack and Israeli troops kidnap civilians, including a journalist. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian woman was injured on Thursday evening when an Israeli settler ran her over with his car near Jerusalem's Old City. Residents said that the woman was lightly injured when the car hit her and knocked her down near Damascus Gate outside Jerusalem's Old City. The settler tried to escape the scene, but Palestinian youth blocked his path and managed to stop him. Later, he was handed over to the Israeli police, who released him without any charges. On Thursday midday, Israeli troops kidnapped six Palestinian women as they were leaving the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Local sources said that among the kidnapped was one journalist. Three more Palestinians were kidnapped on Thursday during invasions and home searches targeting the southern West Bank cities of Hebron and Bethlehem. Local sources said that troops kidnapped two youth from Bethlehem and one man from Hebron. In other news, the Flotilla 3 sailing to Gaza was delayed until Friday after one of the ships was exposed to sabotage. The Flotilla 3 seeks to break the Israeli blockade imposed on the Gaza Strip since 2007. Tudor Filler, an Israeli left-wing activist taking part in the flotilla, he told media that unknown man tried to damage one of the ship's propellers while the ships were docked at a port in Greece. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday 25th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jordi Shmawi, Ammi, Ghassan Bannoura.